Welcome back, everyone. I've been watching Pi Network's native token, Pi, and honestly, it's at such a fascinating crossroads right now. After that exciting rally back in early April, Pi has settled into a really tight consolidation zone, hovering between 14 cents and 0.144. It's almost like the market is taking a deep breath before making its next big move.
That's a great observation. This sideways action is really just the market digesting those recent gains and recalibrating trader sentiment. Historically, you'll see this kind of pattern right before a significant directional breakout or breakdown. It's a classic setup, but it absolutely requires patience.
Exactly. And if you're charting this out, two key levels are really defining the play right now. You've got resistance sitting right around 15 cents, which has historically acted as a ceiling due to selling pressure. On the flip side, support is holding strong at 13 cents, giving us both a technical and psychological floor to watch closely.
Precisely. Until Pi decisively punches through either of those boundaries, we're likely going to see it stay range-bound. Smart traders are actually using these exact levels to scale their positions in or out, waiting for that clear confirmation before committing further capital.
But here's the really interesting part that's shaping all of this. The prevalence of IOU listings across multiple crypto exchanges. It's such a unique dynamic for Pi right now, and it completely changes how we look at the price action.
It does, and it's worth understanding why. Since the Pi mainnet hasn't officially launched unrestricted external trading yet, exchanges have stepped in with derivative IOU versions to satisfy the demand. It's a practical workaround, but it fundamentally alters the trading mechanics.
I know it does. While those IOUs do help with early price discovery, they also bring a lot of heightened volatility. The trading environment is pretty fragmented, and liquidity is still quite thin, which makes every candle feel a bit more dramatic than usual.
That's the reality of it. With limited actual trading volume, price movements are being driven much more by speculative activity than by organic market depth. It's a clear reminder that we're still in a highly experimental phase for this asset.
So, for anyone tracking this closely, here's what really matters. Keep a close eye on that 13 cents to 15 cents range to spot the next major trend. Remember that today's price action is largely speculative and liquidity constrained, and understand that true market stability and an accurate valuation will likely only emerge once the Pi mainnet fully opens up for unrestricted trading.
Well said. Until that day arrives, my advice is to exercise caution. Manage your risk carefully around those established support and resistance levels, and always factor in the inherent volatility that comes with IOU-driven markets. Stay disciplined, let the data guide you, and we'll catch up next time.